The marquee moment in the governor's speech came half an hour in when he turned to gun control and the effort to prevent future mass shootings.
Let's examine our laws and make the changes needed to keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people.
The governor's call to extend background checks to private gun sales got a standing ovation from Democrats. Republicans sat in silence, but they did applaud the next proposal, a pitch to overhaul the state's mental health care system.
We have to do a better job of identifying and helping people who are a threat to themselves and others.
Hickenlooper wants to increase funding for mental health services and make it easier for doctors to commit people they think might be a danger. But after the speech, Republican lawmakers like Broomfield Senator Vicky Marble said they'd fight any new gun control measures.
I will not advocate for criminals by taking away the gun rights of law-abiding citizens.
Hickenlooper also re-endorsed civil unions in the address. That legislation is expected to pass this year now that Democrats control the legislature. And the governor said work continues on a statewide water plan. Republican Representative Kevin Priola was happy to hear that.
I think our forefathers haven't managed it as well as other states like Arizona and California have their water resources. So I'm hopeful to work with the governor on those issues as well.
Not everything in the speech pleased the governor's own party. He again emphasized his opposition to local restrictions on oil and gas drilling, something some Democratic lawmakers support. Megan Verlee, Colorado Public Radio News.